This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president is now scheduled to address the UN Security Council. AP correspondent Mike Rossio with details.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the United Nations Security Council for the first time Tuesday. Britain's ambassador to the UN says the previously scheduled meeting is certain to focus on the killing of large numbers of civilians in Ukraine. With the withdrawal of Russian troops from the town of Bucha on the outskirts of the capital Kyiv, evidence has been discovered of what appear to be deliberate killings of civilians. In Bucharest, Romania, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
We're going to seek Russia's suspension from the UN Human Rights Council.
Thomas Greenfield will be back at the UN Tuesday. I'm Mike Rossio.
VOA's Carla Babb describes the overwhelming evidence.
Russia has denied responsibility and called the images out of Bucha fake. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
After the Russian military had left, according to the plans and agreements, a fake was staged that is now being spread throughout all media channels and social media by the Ukrainian representatives and their Western patrons.
But satellite imagery shows bodies had lain in Bucha for weeks before Russian troops left. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said most of the Russian troops amassed near Kyiv and its suburbs have retreated, moving out to resupply as Ukrainians attack them.
The Russians have, at least for the time being, given up on a ground offensive against Kyiv.
Western officials say Russia now appears ready to focus more on the Donbas region to the east. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. For the second time this week, the powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un berated South Korea for touting its supposed preemptive strike capabilities against the North, saying her country's nuclear forces would annihilate the South's conventional forces if provoked. In a statement carried Tuesday by North Korea's state media, Kim Yo-jong called South Korea Defense Minister Soo-wook's recent comments about preemptive strikes a fantastic daydream and the hysteria of a lunatic. She stressed that North Korea does not want another war on the Korean Peninsula, but warned it would retaliate with its nuclear forces if the South opts for preemptive strikes or other attacks, which would leave the South's military little short of total destruction and ruin. North Korea has repeatedly stated it would preemptively use its nuclear weapons when threatened by rivals as it's accelerated its development of nuclear bombs and missiles, which Kim Jong-un sees as his strongest guarantee of survival. Temperatures on Earth will shoot past a key danger point unless greenhouse gas emissions fall faster than countries have committed. That's according to the world's top body of climate scientists on Monday, warning of the consequences of inaction, but also noting hopeful signs of progress. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change revealed a litany of broken climate promises by governments and corporations, accusing them of stoking global warming by clinging to harmful fossil fuels. U.S. Senate bargainers have reached an agreement on a slimmed-down $10 billion package for countering COVID-19 with treatments, vaccines, and other steps. But the compromise ended up dropping all funding to help nations abroad combat the pandemic. It drew quick support Monday from the U.S. President Joe Biden, who initially pushed for $22.5 billion in the package. He ended up settling for much less despite administration's warnings that the government was running out of money to keep pace with the disease's continued, though diminished, spread in the U.S. Questions remain about whether objections by some Republicans might prevent the Senate from considering the bill this week, as Biden wants. Renewable energy's potential across the African continent remains largely untapped, according to a new report by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Africa accounts for just 3% of the current global renewable capacity and only 2% of the worldwide green energy investments, despite the continent's significant strides towards clean energy sources in recent years. Yet, there is hope that more funding for renewables will not only help curb the worst effects of global warming, but boost a country's economies. Via remote.